This is Craig reporting in from Salt Lake City in Utah in the United States for day 4 of the Agile 2011 conference. And a very busy day. All my sessions were out of the way, so I got to soak in the atmosphere, which was a nice change. So to kick off the day, I actually did something a bit different and just kind of used my law of two feet and kicked in between a couple of sessions. So I started off with Arlo Banshee and James Shaw, where they were trying to draw a bit of a map of how technologies linked together. A diagram that I really like from the XP days. But because I was being driven by the audience and it was actually something I wanted to see more of the output of, I kicked on to Stephen Denning, who was talking about delighting your customers. And again, that was looking very interesting. He was really talking about how you essentially delight your customer by making sure that they're surprised and delighted, that you move from implicit goals to explicit goals, that customer delight should be a new dimension of done, the product owner should add some continued value to the process, that the bottom line is not the whole organization, it's just the team, and that we really should measure customer delight in some ways, such as a net promoter score. And went through a couple of examples, like identifying the project that you wish to delight on, really understanding what your customers say they want, and then making sure that what your customers may not like about your product. You have a few examples there, things like, for example, people really like coffee machines, but they don't like cleaning them, which is what led to the Nespresso machine, for example. So that was quite interesting, but there's a few exercises going on, so I then decided to kick next to John Stahl, who was talking a lot about visualizations, and I've seen his talks the last couple of years, and this one was really awesome again. He had lots of examples of visualizations, which obviously I can't show you over a podcast, but some really interesting stuff. So talking about visualizing your work in progress for all your projects by modeling your application assets and making a radiator wall so that you know how all of them are going. Visualizing your organization chart. In fact, he had a suggestion that you get HR to create their own room, not for Agile, but actually for the organization to map it out and look for patterns. And he had some good examples of how you can actually see patterns by putting them up on walls. He talked about creating a tool wall, making sure that people understand the vocabulary by putting that up on the wall. And some interesting thing about when tracking practices to move away from traffic lights and use things like smiley faces. He then moved on to talk about leadership, which was kind of the core of his talk, and what he was suggesting that you need leadership to be transparent, so suggesting that you post and show your people what roadblocks you're actually working on. Because every day people think they're doing the best thing, but for example, for executives, maybe they've got to get together and do a stand-up and actually make sure that they are working on the right things to actually check each other out. Making roadblocks visible. He gave some examples about how by doing that, that can actually make the organization more lean. And in fact, the little things are the things that people see, are the things they actually remember for, not the really big problems that they solve. Again, talking about things like continuous improvement walls and how to get people to learn more. So it was a very interesting talk and one that's well worth checking out the slides when I post them a little later on. Then went on to see Joseph Wilk, who does a lot of work in the Cucumber community. He was talking about ACD for startups. Again, mentioned the Relish tool, which I'd seen a couple of days ago at the AFTTT conference. He also wanted to make sure that users are integrated in development, that there are some problems when coders actually use tools like Cucumber because it's so easy to use, they actually make mistakes by testing the full stack when actually they need to actually limit the Cucumber tests and isolate them and use unit tests. Also, the fact that we see lots of feature rot in Cucumber, and again, tools like Relish make sure they're exposed and actually used because people don't go into the version control system and pull out the test. Talked a bit about how to test lots of permutations. No good examples for that, but things like pairwise testing and automating a couple of paths and manual testing the rest was really his scenario. Someone in the audience talked about a tool called Crazy Egg, so they actually monitor what the users are actually using, and then that forms the basis of the test, which was interesting as well. Someone else mentioned that they use JUnit Max to predict the probability of failure, which actually led the discussion into the fact that Joseph has been working on a tool called Limited Red, which again I saw at AFTTT. And using tools like JMeter to check that everything's up, traceable type stuff. So an interesting talk, and the conversation, that one was probably more interesting than anything else. Now, one of the highlights of the talk, Jeff Patton is always a great speaker. I got along to his user story mapping session, and it was just awesome as always. he's really saying, look, user stories are a great idea, but, you know, like any simple idea, they all get screwed up. He asked everyone to put their hands in the air about, you know, who uses user stories, and then, you know, who hasn't been screwed over by them, and, you know, I don't think anyone had their hand, and the room was absolutely packed. So he talks about story mapping, and essentially, the idea is that you just, you know, dump ideas onto stickies, and you go through this whole process of mapping things out, and it was very much a tutorial-based session, and you know, something I can't, again, do justice on a podcast. But you know, there is stuff on his website, Agile Product Design, if you want to read some more about it. And the last session of the day, I went along to Jenny Jepson, and she was talking about flirting with your customers, and she had 8 steps for you know, how to flirt with your customers, which is essentially not flirting the way we think about things, but making people feel valued. So if you've got a customer or a user that you're trying to target, making them feel valued will essentially, you know, make life easier for you. So the 8 steps are a radar, making sure that you're aware of the people around you. Then you target the person you want to connect with in an organization, the person who has real power. That may not be the person that's been given to you. Then you need to move in, show some interest. You might have to back off a little because perhaps that person isn't quite right, because we have introverts and extroverts, and particularly if that person's an introvert, they may not, you know, be ready for the interaction. Once you've kind of built that relationship, you then need to open up, and that's about being honest and being transparent and all the things that we love about Agile. Once you've actually opened up and you've got that relationship, then you can dance, and that's really where you have the fun, have the conversation, you know, and when you're doing that, you know, do other things to keep that conversation open. So, you know, do lunch, have, you know, have coffee, have celebrations to make milestones, things like that. The other thing is, the 7th one was to get real, and you really only get that when you go through a crisis together. But if you've actually built that relationship, then you should be able to get through those things if you've got that relationship in place. And the 8th one was to enjoy, you know, to enjoy the relationship once you've got it there. So quite an interesting little session, just to, you know, kind of recap on, you know, how to deal with people, particularly your customers, and how it is really related to, again, flirting in relationships that we're commonly used to. And the night, kicked on. There was a bit of a break between sessions. There was no lunch today, so a couple of us fellow Aussies took a bit of a walk through Salt Lake City. We had a bit of time between the end conference dinner, so again, I hopped off to one of the local beer establishments and shared an ale with a few of my friends from Canada and the United States, and it was a lot of fun, and did a little sightseeing along the way. And finally, we had the conference dinner, where there was probably the highlight was the trampolining team who train up in Park City. Guys on skis and on the ski boards, doing all sorts of somersaults on a trampoline as well as trampolinists. And you can imagine inside, it was getting awfully close to the roof, which was pretty fun. So tomorrow is day 5. It's the last day of the conference. We've got a few keynotes and some wrapping up to do, so it's all been very interesting. It's been a great couple of days, but I'll check in with you tomorrow just to give you the final recap. So until then, catch you later.